With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
You know, it's like, what's the bigger self you're going to meet on your deathbed? And how is she going to hold this? And I had that experience in breathwork too, where I really felt my soul, not as the scared little girl, Sarah's soul, as Sarah's soul. And I saw her and she was so badass. Yeah, all this shit's going to go on. And yeah, I'm going to feel unworthy. And yeah, I'm going to compare. And yeah, I'm going to judge. And yeah, I'm going to fall and I'm going to scratch. But like, one day I'm gonna get to that. Who cares?
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe! It's Raquel, and I have an inkling of a feeling that you may have been shifted in some way, shape, or form listening to part one of Sarah's episode. Plus, with the magic of this supermoon, there's a lot of shifts that are taking place. And by the way, if you haven't listened to part one yet, then I highly recommend listening to that first, then catching up where we left off with this continuation in part two. I divided it up into two parts because I like the episodes to be around an hour and a half most, but with some guests, we end up talking for 2 hours and it just goes by so fast and it just sometimes flows that way, which is pure magic because it feels like we've only been talking 44 minutes. But no, what? With Sarah, I'm sure a lot of shifts are taking place. And also with this supermoon. This supermoon, though. I woke up twice throughout the night and had trouble getting back to sleep because there was a lot on my mind every single time I woke up. And this energy from the supermoon is just so strong. And not that it makes too much of a difference in this vast universe, but living in the mountains, there might be some significance to it because I am 7,000 feet closer to it, which again doesn't make much of a significant difference when you look at the distance between the Earth and the moon. But it does, there is something different about this supermoon energy that I haven't experienced yet. And so, of course, my mind wants to think of a practical reason as to why. Anyways, in my waking state, all my dreams that I have been intending to pursue were just at the forefront of my mind. And I was like, why have I been holding myself back from that? Like, yes, I'm super busy with this podcast. It takes up a lot of my time. But I also do have free time in the evenings or in between my breaks or something to pursue more. And I know I like to save a lot of space for just being creative with something that is only for me and doesn't have to be shared with the world, but there is so much I want to do. And that's at the forefront of my mind as if there's nudges from the universe, like, come on, you just gotta do it. You just gotta do it. And it was keeping me up at night last night. By the way, it's Wednesday, February 20th, as I'm talking to you right now. So the supermoon was just in full effect and super strong. So that's why I just feel called to talk about this right now, and it's early morning, and I have so much within me that I need to release this energy in verbal form in some way so I can allow it to manifest. And it's really clear that this supermoon energy, for me at least, and I believe for most everybody, is to be used for accomplishing it all. It all. I feel called to create the pathway for everything this week that I thought would take me a year or more to do, but just to begin the pathway in some way, whether that be to send an email to certain people that have been on my mind about certain creations. So I had to dive in and know why, and I've learned that our moon just shifted into Virgo, but is also energized by Mars and Uranus, which is so exciting because that means we have many surprises in store. And I am consciously keeping my vibrations high, high, high up there. So my surprises are high vibing too. Because last week I was surprised with some things that actually were beautiful and sweet, especially on Valentine's Day, but threw me off a bit and not exactly what I wanted to receive. So keep in mind, the sun is in Pisces right now, which means we are better able to receive clarity on walking or dreaming up our ideal creations, our ideal lives. And as the moon sits in Virgo, we can use that energy to actually get shit done. That's right, get it all done instead of walking this earth at this time, like chickens with their head cut off or feeling stuck or stagnant, which I'm so familiar with. We can use both energies to increase our productivity, our work ethic, to really work towards these dreams that are coming into our mind that might be keeping us awake, or we just know have been simmering inside of us for a long time, so we can live out these dreams and walk our ideal lives. And so it's just about starting to do the one or two things between now and the new moon to really make it happen, no matter how small or grandiose it is. And though many may say that the energy is best used this Tuesday and Wednesday, which obviously has already passed as this episode comes out, I believe we can still use it between now and the new moon coming up as this moon phase completes itself to help us accomplish our greatest potential. So either pause this now or just make a mental note or physical note to answer these questions, or even more so prayers. If you want to ask your guides or your inner voice or however you can ask a higher power, what can I do between now and the new moon on March 6th that will launch me towards my heart's desire? And then ask, what is the next thing I can do between now and the new moon that will launch me towards my heart's desire? But don't answer right away. Just listen. Listen for the answer. And of course, take that inspired action immediately when you receive it. And the reason why I say pause and listen is because sometimes you got to distinguish whether that was your mind telling you or whether that was really your guides and your soul telling you. And you just know, you have this inner knowing what is the truth. Because our mind may think of something that is very practical or easy, and perhaps something comes to mind, but your mind may prevent you from doing what you feel you really should be doing, because it just wants to protect you. But don't listen to that. Listen to that knowing of what you should do. And sometimes it's what we fear most. Anyways, with all that being said, if you are struggling with pursuing what you know you should do, whether you listen to this maybe in the far future from this supermoon or not, you can still apply this. So if you are struggling with pursuing what you know you should do, but your mind is protecting you from what you fear, I'm also really excited for you to listen to this episode with Sarah Blondin, as she just has this innate gift of helping us remember our worth, our innate worth, and inspire us to become a student to our own hearts, in which I choose to live every day. Ah, I'm so excited. But before we begin, I just want to send a message to my fellow yomis who are just looking for an extra help in a natural way for their digestive issues or skin issues, or want the highest in quality ingredients for their hair, skin, and nails, and tummies, or maybe even the best B12 to support their plant-based diet, and so much more. Well, Hum Nutrition has been with EuroMagic since day one, and they are continuing to give the Soul Tribe 20% off their purchase when you use the promo code MAGIC, MAGIC at checkout. Their supplements have been meticulously selected to balance tummy issues, skin, nails, metabolism, energy, sleep, or nutritional deficiencies with the highest quality ingredients. And Hum products are all gluten-free, non-GMO, and most of them are vegan, of course. And the Soul Tribers can receive a free nutrition report from one of their nutritionists to find the right Hum supplement for your needs. So just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off your Hum nutritional order. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Also, if you send me a screenshot of your subscription and your rating of this podcast to info@yourownmagic.life, you'll be entered for a $150 Hum Nutrition giveaway to pick 3 items of your choosing. Hum has actually been gifting yomis from all around Mama Earth. Doesn't matter where you live. They'll send it wherever. They have been gifting this since the beginning, and they're continuing to, which I am so grateful for. So I really look forward to reading your little love notes and whatever your rating is and seeing your subscriptions, because subscribing helps this podcast more than you know, even though I know they don't show the numbers on podcasts. But it really does help the growth of this because it allows more eyeballs to see your own magic. And I just believe that those who are meant to see it will. If you subscribe, it definitely helps. Your little love notes, your little reviews are like a gift for my soul. So thank you and all the love. And now, I believe it is time to live awake and let the magic continue with Sarah Blondin.
Today on Live Awake, loving and listening to yourself. I love you. I am listening. When is the last time you closed your eyes and said these words to yourself? When was the last time you took the time to give to yourself what you endeavor to give others? I love you. I am listening. Notice when you say these words to yourself, what takes place within your body. The softening it creates in every part of your being. Notice the space it blows open and the vulnerability you experience. I love you. I am listening.
Oh, chapter 4.
Oh, there's a fourth chapter. This is a saga.
There's 5 chapters, by the way. I don't know. Do you have enough time?
No, let's do it. Let's bang them out. Let's do it.
Yes, I love it. Okay.
I'm sweating. I'm okay.
So, this one's a big one.
Okay.
Learning to love yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
I've been open about my self-love and my journey with it, and I honestly think that loving myself has been one of my greatest lessons in life. It's one of my greatest peaks and valleys indeed to this day, like true self-love. Of course, I love the person that I am, the personalities at times, you know, yada, yada. But I mean the true self-love that, you know, not the love that others perceive you as or this narrative talking about earlier that people have created you as, but really like my own love for me, which comes in waves in different seasons in life. So I'm curious, what does self-love mean to you and learning to love yourself? What does that look like? What does that mean to you?
Oh, self-love has been a really like not even something I thought about. And I don't think we're really taught to think about it. And I think I was about 32 when I actually said the words, I love you, Sarah, to myself. That's like so old, 32, to say that to yourself. Like, I'm like, oh my God, my kids are 2 and 4. And every night I'm like, take a deep breath, say, I love you, Hugo. I love you, Leo. Say it to your hearts. Because that is so bizarre that that is not taught.
I know.
What?
There should be a self-love class in school.
There should be. It should be in all school, like self-love. It's like from there, everything gets easier. From there, everything makes sense. From there, all of your lists get less and you don't enter shitty contracts with people. It's true. Yeah. It's like, oh man, you have that full storehouse and you're not picking up people to help and fill those. And anyway, so that was a huge thing for me. Again, children birthed that realization that I had a self to care for. I think before I had kids, I was largely very complacent to my life. I was very, you know, one foot in, one foot out. I was like kind of doing spiritual practice. I was meditating sometimes. I was really like, whatever, I don't really care. And then when you have a kid, all your time gets taken away and your life essentially becomes obsolete. It becomes second to this other child. So then, you know, like if you start fasting, you fast for 4 days and then you go to put food in your mouth, all of a sudden you're really aware of what food you're putting in your mouth and your body. It was like that with kids. It was like all of a sudden I became a self and I was like, holy shit, I have to care for this self. I have to love this self and I have to raise this self like I would a newborn babe. And how are you going to do that? And again, it's such a personal and unique practices. For me, it was writing. For me, it was nature. For me, it's singing, dance. But I think it's all kind of the same vein. But I developed practices, and devotional practices. So self-care became my life dependent on it after that. So now I'm always, yeah, what are they?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bath every day. Wow. I have a bath. And I write most days. And I always go outside for at least half an hour. I think anything less than half an hour, you are not changing the chemistry in your brain. And I meditate every single day now. But that's only been about a year of regimented meditation. And I started recently praying. And I was praying, 3 times a day. So I was praying, and that's when I was going through my kind of mental break this last year. I started praying, throughout the day. And what that was really doing for me was waking me up to, my needs. And it actually ended up just turning into gratitude. It was like, oh, thanks for this. Thanks for this. Thanks for this. So those are the practices that helped me remember to feel and to care about my life and myself, because we definitely forget that.
Wow. It's so amazing too, because you wrote most of the meditations that are out there years ago, right?
In your journals. Yeah, totally.
And now you're coming, well, I mean, you've been in these practices, but you are showing up, like you said, and you're making, you're strengthening those muscles.
Yeah, and it's non-negotiable now. Yeah, it's kind of like it just becomes a new way. As soon as you start tasting your own self-love, like as soon as you start tasting that, as soon as that starts waking up in you, it's like, it's totally, you're never going to go back to not.
You can.
For a little bit. Maybe just a little
for
bit.
For a little bit. It's, well, I think I genuinely realized something that the
tell me about your peak.
There were definitely times where I just really felt so much love, but I was also pleased with how I was connected with myself. Everything felt
right. Everything was working.
Yes, was working. Yeah. Practicing self-love practices that I learned from Louise Hay and Marianne Williamson. Mm. And then something happened. And I wish I could, you know, pinpoint the exact time it happened, but something happened. And it's now about having compassion and remembering those practices again and remembering myself and my love again and being okay with the fact that this is a valley for a moment.
And who knows what that's going to reveal, right?
Yeah.
And I find sometimes it's like we forget that even though we can't see in the dark and we don't know what the shit's going on and we want nothing more than to get out of it. I've noticed that pain literally like burrows so deep and steals all the crumbs of goodness from your eyes. And then all of a sudden it leaves, but it's somehow carved a bigger capacity to love and usually to love the self. As long as you have some sort of, devotional practice, I think, where you're actually channeling or you're choosing, you're voting for yourself.
You're choosing. Those words today, choosing. I was like, oh, yes, voting, choosing. It's going to be my motif for the rest of
What are you voting for?
Yeah. What are you voting for? And I say, like, Uncle right Sam, I choose you.
Yeah. Exactly. And of course, it's going to change forever. You're going to stumble upon shit, and it's always going to change.
And those moments where we don't feel like we're enough for whatever reason our mind creates, or whatever narrative we think others perceive us as, so we cloak ourselves or hold ourselves back, or we compare ourselves to others feeling less than them or just not enough in some way.
Today on Live Awake, it's time to remember now your worth. Be, receive, give thanks. Be, receive, give thanks. Be, receive, give thanks. This I heard while sitting and watching the sun and shadow dance over the leaf of a tree. It is by doing these three simple things that you are loving the world. It's time to remember now that you, my dear one, were born worthy. I know you have been taught to search for this worth, taught to find ways to prove your value, find ways to be so that you are given. But dearest love, this was an accident, a teaching that was instilled in us by those lost to their beauty and given worth as well. Blind to the beauty of their beingness. If you were to stop all searching, all working to uncover and gain that which you already are, how would your life be different?
Think about? I always think about lying in my deathbed when I get to those places. And I think about how, can you picture yourself on your deathbed?
Oh yeah.
And how, like, nothing's gonna matter. And all of that is literally just gonna be some in a vacuum of who gives a fuck. And I sometimes do that. I'm like, just let go. One day you're going to let go of all of this. Like, it's going to mean absolutely nothing. So in those moments where you're really stuck in that, can you access the part of you that, like, isn't holding on to this at all and can't hold on to this? And, you know, it's like, what's the bigger self you're going to meet on your deathbed? And how is she going to hold this? And I had that experience in breathwork too, where I really felt my soul not as the scared little girl Sarah's soul, as Sarah's soul. And I saw her and she was so badass. And she was just like, babe, you're living in the little girl most of the time, okay? Here I am. This is what your potential is. But it's like kind of like that. Like, oh, it's like, yeah, all this shit's going to go on. And yeah, I'm going to feel unworthy. And yeah, I'm going to compare. And yeah, I'm going to judge. And yeah, I'm going to fall. And I'm going to scratch. But like, oh, one day I'm going to get to that. Who cares? So how can I be who cares right now? You know, just like unlatch a little bit. Happens to all of us, though.
I love that you say this. And I've seen her as well in my moments where I am just being present within and silent and probably meditating or just in a daydream.
Yeah.
And I see it. I see her. I feel her. And she is within me now. Mm. But then there are moments where I do feel like that little girl as well.
Mm-hmm. And those are opportunities. Again, opportunities. Yeah. They're handing you. It's like, this was barricaded. This is still there. This is still here. This is still here. And then you vote again.
And then you vote.
You sit on your cushion and you shut your mouth.
And you go, ooh.
Yeah.
And you surrender, yeah, which is chapter one. 5.
Oh, surrender.
And just one question as well.
Okay.
You know, because life is just, it's hard. It's hard enough. And we have those moments where we are holding on so tight to whatever our identity might be, or whatever the situation might be, or whatever, or whoever that person is that you think that you want them to be. And we just gotta let go. And you have that meditation that, I mean, there's so much depth to it that gives me tears every, it never fails to give me tears every single time I listen to it. And I'm curious, in this state you're in now, how do you surrender?
It's like forgetting and remembering all over again. I forget all the time. I think one of the lines that broke my heart open in that surrender one was your fear and your tight shoulders and your aches in your back. It's like you're afraid life's forgotten about you or something.
Oh, yes.
And I wrote that and I was like weeping, like, so uncontrollably. I was like, yes, I have forgotten that everyone's forgotten about me. It's really, I don't know how to surrender most of the time. I wrote that when I was really going through trouble resisting my new motherhood experience. So for me, I can understand it, but I don't know how to do it, to be totally honest. But the best thing I can suggest is like some sort of like sound healing, where you put on something on Insight Timer and you just lay down with my arms wide open in surrender. And you let your mind go mushy for half an hour. And then you kind of just let yourself
go. Yeah.
Let yourself go.
Yeah.
But then you're going to wake up and you're going to go right back on your phone. You're going to check your email and blah, blah, blah. But again, showing up and voting when you're feeling like yourself, you're holding on. I usually just immediately go to do something like that. Like I'll lay with my legs up and my arms out.
Yes. Dear ladies with delicate flowers, our beautiful southern regions deserve to be fully nourished the way Mama Earth gifted us with all natural everything. No BS, no synthetics. No mystery fibers, no chemical cleaning agents that we're just not aware of, but just promised purity to keep us fresh down there the way it's intended to be. We give love to the insides of our shells by feeding our shells with wholesome, pure, non-GMO, mostly organic foods. So why not treat every part of her the same way? If you haven't tried Lola yet, your flower is missing out, as she really deserves something that is pure and organic. In fact, 100% organic cotton. Yes, organic cotton. So I am really happy to introduce you to Lola Feminine Products, which is one of the highest quality period products on the market. As each of us carry unique flowers, Lola offers a fully customizable period product subscription so you can pluck and choose from a range of products, and a subscription that you can actually change or skip or cancel at any time. So there's no fear in having to stick with something, but I don't think that'll be the case. And you can choose to build your box with a mix of light, regular, super, or even super plus tampons, and either ultra thin pads or night pads. And you can decide how many boxes you'd like to be delivered to your door. My flower is personally in love with other Lola products. For example, their 100% bamboo wipes, which are so refreshing and cooling and soothing, and leave my flower just feeling like it took another breath. These wipes also replenish your skin's natural moisture and help maintain a healthy pH balance down there, which is so important, especially if we do add a lot of acidity to our bodies and we're exposed to a lot of toxicity as we just walk around without knowing. So 100% bamboo wipes will do wonders to your flower, and they're gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic. So let's nourish our flowers the way she deserved with Lola. And Lola is gifting the Soul Tribe 40% off your order. Yeah, 40, which is nearly half off your order for pure ingredients for your flower. Not a bad deal at all, I know. So just visit mylola.com and enter the promo code MAGIC at checkout to receive 40% off your order. That's mylola.com, MYLOLA.com, promo code MAGIC. You know how to spell magic. And your flower will thank you. And now on with the show.
Yeah, and sound healing is so good because you can't really think with all the different elements, like the bowls and the...
It does. It really does help you let go.
There's some really good ones on Insight Timer.
I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, just, yeah, let yourself go for a little bit, even if it's just for half an hour, and then just know that, cliche, this too shall pass.
I love the cheese ball cliches. But... because they're the Yoda wisdom. They're really that Yoda wisdom that is truth.
Well, I know. It's like, oh my God, I know. I'm writing my book and I'm reading it because it sounds so different. It looks so different when you read it and then when you hear it. So I'm having this weird, like, reading it sounds like such fluff
right.
to me. Like, I'm like, oh, this is just like, follow your heart. You all love always wins, right? And then I'm like, ah, Sarah, like eye rolling at myself. And I'm like, but that is the universal truth.
It is.
It is.
That's why, like, I own the fact that I'll write very flowery, woo-woo-y, cheesy stuff. Because it's like, you know what? That's my Yoda wisdom. That's just truth, okay?
That's just truth. The reason you're uncomfortable with it is because you don't know how to feel it.
You don't know how to feel it.
So, I know. It's really, I know. It's always the same thing. What are they called? Platitudes or something like that? Something that's been said so many times that has no meaning, but... oh, well.
But it has the strongest meaning.
But it has all, yeah, the only meaning to life.
A message to my fellow Yomi. You don't need anything to be more beautiful than you already are, as you know. But I do understand the uncomfort of walking around with digestive issues. And I've also seen my beautiful friends that are so glowing and radiant, but they happen to have a hard time with their skin. And both of these issues show that there is something unbalanced from within. And that is why I am so, so, so happy to have Hum Nutrition stay with your own magic as one of our most supportive sponsors, and for the Yomis who have worked with their tried and true supplements. And of course, some humanisms in this human experience create more challenges. So Hum may have many different solutions to help you out with that. They have the highest quality supplements as they meticulously select the right, just the perfect micronutrients to balance the beauty from within, from the tummy issues or skin and nails and metabolism and energy and sleep or deficiencies like B12 and vitamin D, or just a complete detox of the body. Hum has a variety of gluten-free, non-GMO products, and most of them are vegan. So for the Soul Tribers, you can receive a free nutrition report to find the right nutrients to balance your deficiencies. And you can also receive 20% off your purchase. So you'll not only be supporting your own magic by supporting our sponsor, but you'll also be supporting your shell. So just go to humnutrition.com and enter the promo code MAGIC for 20% off. That's humnutrition.com, promo code MAGIC. Are you ready? for rapid fire.
Oh, yeah.
Sage or Palo Santo?
Palo.
Palo. Really? Why?
I don't know. Something about him. Spell. Yeah. It's spicy. I think I like the spice. It's
spicy. Yeah. It's spicy. Early bird or night owl?
Neither. I wish I would. I mean, I'm an early bird. Let's say early bird.
You did say that you just kind of go with the time of nature. So I guess that makes sense.
Motherhood makes me early bird, yeah. But I love it.
How about, do you have a morning routine?
Coffee.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love it. And then you just see what goes.
Coffee. And I meditate for 7 minutes while my French press percolates.
Oh, I love that.
And then I'm thrown right into
mamahood,
mom jams, yeah. Putting kids' pants on and going outside.
See, I love that. I think that there's a stigma these days that people have to have a certain set routine in order to win the day, which it does help. I love my routine. Mm. I mean, my routine changes, but it's pretty much always the same at the same time. But
what is it?
Coffee as well. I do my business, yeah. And then I get my coffee. And and then I often journal, and then sometimes it's at 8 a.m., sometimes it's at 9 a.m., so I might write for an hour or two and then go to yoga at 7 or 8 a.m.
Ah, yes, the life of a single woman.
I know. See, that's the thing. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, it's so good. Drink it. Drug it. Drink it. I went to New Mexico this last year, and I had like a few mornings like that, and I was like intoxicated. I was like, oh my God.
You deserved that time, indeed.
Yes.
But the weather makes it, because it's sometimes like way too snowy to go out for yoga, so I have to like do it in. But it's okay. I'll learn when I have a child as well. That's just not going to be a thing for a bit.
I'm a baby pusher. I'm like everyone. Bree's like, stop pushing babies on all my friends. I'm like, do it. Have a baby.
Oh my gosh, I love it. And Bree needs to be a mom. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I was like, have a baby.
Have a baby.
I told her to get in vitro. I was like, let's just do it together. I'll help raise it. She's not interested.
Bree passes.
Okay. Bree's damn pass.
I'll pass on that. Ooh, I'm so curious about this. Your favorite breakfast.
Oh. You know what? Two soft-boiled eggs, like ramen styles, and avocado, tomatoes, and whole grain toast with honey. Super basic.
You know what's interesting? No, that is basic, but I mean, people love it for a reason. I usually have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So I usually do like a smoothie or oatmeal.
Then
today, for whatever reason, I made myself a chickpea omelet and I had avocado. And so it was like savory, like what you had.
I'm pretty savory, but sometimes I do banana pancakes, which I'm also obsessed with.
Oh, yes.
Like so obsessed. I put almond butter and blueberries and
Oh my gosh, yes. And one of my favorite songs of all time too.
Make a banana.
And you were talking about meditation. What is your favorite kind of meditation?
I do total silence.
Me too, usually. Yeah.
Yeah. For a while I was doing music, or I'd do waves, and then I'm like, no. I like really get drunk on silence now. Like I'm like,
Do you listen to your coffee drip?
No.
Oh, okay. You're like, no, silence.
I feel like that'd be awesome. No, I said silence. Oh, jeez.
We're drunk.
No, but we're getting drunk on life. Yeah. Woohoo! It's silence. And now I just love silence because it's so not quiet with kids. Kids are like mayhem. So
that's like dessert, is to have silence.
It is. It is. And even if I'm feeling really shitty, like sometimes silence is scary, or sometimes coming to sit is scary for me. Like I'm like, oh, here we go. We got to face ourselves. And you just meet yourself and you have to penetrate through that wall. But I think I was distracting myself by using music, and it all has a place in your journey. I think we need to start out with like guided and wean ourselves off. And it's just like, but silence is the
key. I got into it with Abraham Hicks meditations. Like,
Oh, really? Is she good?
No, she like talks to you. I mean, like, yeah, so she's good. It's so different. It's so different. Yeah. But yeah, it's just so interesting how we get into it. And I didn't even realize that what I was listening to was a meditation. She's just like, close your eyes and listen. Well, I didn't really know what that was, but I was listening and I loved how I felt.
Exactly. And lots of people say that. They're like, oh, I haven't been able to meditate for years, and I listen to your stuff and I meditated. And I'm like, well, it's not really meditating. but there's all, and my dad said that to me once. He's like, how do you use meditation? I was like, well, I go inside and I look around and I ask questions and I do all these things. And he's like, oh, like, don't you just try and get your mind quiet? And I'm like, no, I like look for advice and wisdom. I'm using my intellect. Yeah. And he was like, maybe you should try not using your intellect. Wow. And I was like, oh, weird. Because it was always my way to like solve problems or look for things. And there's always a time and place for that. But I do think we need the time where we are not using the intellect, where we are trying to go as quiet as we possibly can.
Absolutely. I was always digging for the answers to or trying to do visual meditations. And I do consider that a meditation. It is a meditation, but there's so much power with actual silence and stillness and the gap between your words because that's a moment where you're actually resetting. So let's say you're on this low vibration or way too hyper vibrational state. And I guess the silence actually is the time where that resets it all.
Yes.
Even like on a neurological level, it's interesting if you were to see like the lines of somebody's mind and that line when they just are silent in their mind, it resets it all.
Yes. Yeah. And surrender, man.
And surrender. Totally. Yes.
If you want to try surrender, surrender your thoughts. And it's like,
by the way, you also said that you like to go out and sing. Those when there's a woman's voice singing in the background, is that you and your?
No, but I thought about it once. And I have been directed to sing. Like that has been like, it's like, you got to sing. And I'm like, no, I can sing. But I really do actually love to sing, but I'm not a good singer. But I just do it for myself. No. Hey, I am not, but I do it for myself because
I don't believe you.
I don't. But I was like, maybe I can add a little humming because I love humming. Like I love a woman's voice. Oh my God.
Oh, and whoever's singing in the back of your meditations.
It's called Beautiful Chorus, and oh my God, they are like, there's like six women, and they just like hum, and I'm like dying. I'm like, you healed my body.
Yeah. So good. Oh man, your favorite dinner.
Okay, so favorite dinner, like if my mom was gonna make it, I'm like, roast beef and Yorkshire pudding, girl. But if I was like going to Vancouver and gonna hit some shit up, I am like full Asian dumpling house ramen girl. Like I don't know what it is. Like if I watch even like an Asian cooking show, I'm like salivating. I'm like, I love noodles, ramen. Like I can't. I barely talk about it right now. Like I will kill someone for it.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Spirit animal.
Owl.
Oh my gosh! Really, an owl. So on Main Street in Park City, there's an owl, a guy with an owl that always just hangs out. It's so amazing to see.
He has one? Oh my God. Yeah, I've had like so, but you know what? My spirit animal always changes.
Of course.
So, but for the last few years, it's been an owl and I had a little one, a barn owl gets stuck in a trap in my garage, which is horrible. He must've been hunting for mice, but he just got his little, I tried to nurse him back to health, but I got to hold him and be with him. And it was
that would be the cutest thing. Little baby.
Oh, it was crazy.
Wow.
They're social.
Yes.
I was like, he's social. He's looking inside of me. We are connected.
Wait, this makes so much sense because, well, it's interesting that you brought up owls. I ended up getting chills because like owls keep popping up in my mind and in my little visions. Yeah. And I was looking up owl tattoos yesterday and I've seen this owl, like going for the owl. Then you bring up an owl and man, there's something about the owl right now. I don't know what it is yet.
There's probably something always about the owl. They're just
Do you have any manifestation practices? No.
That's fine. I just listen. I listen. I'm like, hey, what? Show me. That's always my thing. As I go into meditation, I'll say, show me, show me, show me. So, that's how I do it. And they usually show me little things.
How about your favorite crystal? If you have one. No?
I don't think I do. I mean, I like crystals. Oh, wait.
As I'm holding a stone in my hand. That's so funny. I don't even care. I've been holding one this whole time. Okay, so I have no idea what it is. It's black. It looks like metal.
Obsidian.
And it weighs like 100 pounds.
Maybe that. Well, I know. There's actually a lot of different black rocks. That's just the first one that popped to my mind.
Oh, but it looks like metal.
Yeah.
I think it is obsidian. And it's very heavy.
Probably.
But that's my favorite,
Or it's metal. Yeah. Just kidding.
I don't know what it means. Or it's a rock of metal. And I always wear fool's gold around my neck. Cool. I have a pendant of fool's gold.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite writers? Mm-hmm. Well, you did talk about them earlier, I think.
Okay, so I love Elizabeth Lesser. She's like really good if you're not going to go full spiritual woo-woo. Natalie Goldberg, Clarissa Pinkola's, I'm a huge poet junkie, Hafiz, Rumi, Mary Oliver. Oh. So, yeah. Those are some of my faves.
Rumi's one of mine too. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I do. What's alien? I mean, for sure. I had a dream where the aliens came to the earth and talked to me, and they came to my house, and they were like, "Hey," Bree's like, "First meeting."
I know, right? I was about to say, "Bree."
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, maybe they're just getting you adjusted." And I was like, "Oh, God.
Are you sure it was a dream? Are you sure it was?"
Yeah, I know. He's like, "Did they come to your house last night?" But yeah, I mean, I believe in life outside of this sphere for sure.
Book you're currently reading, if any.
I am reading Many Paths to God or something like that, by Ram Dass. And I'm also reading Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. Psychedelics.
Ooh, yes.
Both incredible.
I'm interested in both, and I'm also interested now in psychedelics, but I haven't really.
Yeah, I know, me too. I was like, I am doing LSD when I'm 60. But I feel I don't know. I feel like it would be really good for people that like have never had kind of a spiritual relationship. I think it would really help shock them. But I'm older.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also, recently, I interviewed someone, his name's East Forest, and he just released this music where he put in Ram Dass's teachings. He recorded Ram Dass.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. Yes.
Listen, it is going to shift. Oh, talk about tears and crying. Because the music and just the simple Yoda-like wisdom from Ram Dass is.
Right. That's my jam. That's my jam.
What is true happiness to you? What does it mean?
I'm going to use being a student to your heart. It's true happiness because you're always going to be held and you're always going to be supported if you're turning to yourself in that way. So that's the only way you'll be happy is if you find out how to do that for you. Yeah.
That's so profound. I got chills from that simplicity. Define love.
True nature.
Yes. Define the soul.
True nature.
Yeah. Define God, the divine guidance, the universe.
True nature.
Yeah.
It's all just true nature. It's true. Yeah. It's all the same thing said in three different ways.
Yeah. So true nature, the universe gave you free billboards to share one message across the main highways and major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
All over the world?
Yeah. You get to be everywhere, even in Singapore.
Okay, hold on. You said three?
Oh, free. People misinterpret that all the time. F-R-E-E.
I was like, here's free.
It's in my Utah accent. I don't know.
I would say, how do you do this quickly? Hold on.
You don't have to. You can listen and take all the time you need.
I think it is your own love you are lonely for.
Oh, wow. Boom, world.
It's your own love you are lonely for.
Love. So you walk into a time traveling portal to see your 16-year-old self, 16-year-old Sarah. What would you whisper in her ear to prepare her for her journey ahead?
Deeper, deeper still. Go deeper still. Because I was so following the external.
Wow. And then the last question I ask all the EuroMagic guests. How would you advise the EuroMagic listeners to create their own magic?
Sit and listen. That is all. That's it. Sit and listen.
Yeah.
It's like so simple.
See, it's Yoda wisdom.
Yoda wisdom, just plain straight up.
Just plain straight up for real.
Yeah, we're so complicated.
Oh my gosh, Sarah, I can't believe it. Someone needs to come to me. Did this just happen? This just happened.
So sweet. I love you.
I love you. I think I discovered you literally this time last year.
Oh, that's funny. Yay.
Yeah, it's just funny how life happens. Because I remember the first time I listened to you, I was living on Kauai. Oh. Something really, not horrible, it was just horrible, a life experience. Hard. Yeah, hard, yeah. Hard. Something really hard happened, and I was bawling my eyes out on my bed. And then for whatever reason, I was like, oh, I have this meditation app. I'm going to find like something that looks, I don't know, it stands out. Yeah. And you had a great rating on it. It just,
I was like,
I'm going to just try this. Yeah. Yep. And I did. Oh, I did. I like the thumbprint, live awake. Every single sentence that you uttered was exactly what I needed to hear. And I was.
That's so awesome. I love to hear that.
And then those tears ended up turning into tears of like, joy and happiness.
Yay,
and
reconnection.
Mm-hmm. So where can everyone connect with you, find you?
On my website, sarahblondin.com. And you can find all that stuff there. Insight Timer links and my podcast and all the things. My course and then the book. Just sign up for the newsletter. It should be out.
Yes.
I have no idea when, but.
I'm excited though. Is it going to be like 2019, 2020? It's so interesting how books happen.
Oh, books are the weirdest things.
I'll be pre-ordering it, by the way, just so you know.
It's due in April 1st. So then, once they get the book, they have to like do copyright, and then they have to, I think they probably the fall.
It is a process and a half.
And it's like you're so removed from it. So I have no idea. But soon, I hope.
I'm really excited for all of it. I'm really, really happy right now that I got to talk to you. Like, so happy.
Oh, it's so good, wasn't it? I just, like, love you.
I love you, too. That's why I kept you for 2 hours.
Has it been 2 hours?
Almost. I didn't even realize. It just, like, you know when things – well, it's been 1 hour and 44 minutes.
Wow, good job.
Of course I would see it right at this time.
Timeless. But, it was easy. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So much.
Today on Live Awake, honoring life. To my lover, my husband, my wife, my child, my dearest friend, my mentor, to the stranger I pass on the street, the kind eyes who met mine, the gentle breath shared while being embraced, to the ear that listened and held my words as precious, to the ones who stand with me in this lifetime, to the life that comes rising along with the sun, that opens my eyes, that floods my body with vitality and vigor, to the love that spills from light, the love that falls from the seams in my clothing, to the abundance that fills the cup of clean water I drink, to the fighting, the warring, the violent storms that crash within me and around me, to the ones that come to help show me what hurts in order to be healed, to the people who are on this healing journey with me, that are not allowing me to stay small, but are forcing growth to come bursting forth from the wound that binds us together. To the remembering of who I am, to the glimpses of my formless beauty, my unstoried self, to the remembering and then forgetting again.
Dear Yomi, thank you so much for listening and lending your ear. And feel free to ping me if you had any aha moments or just anything that resonated deeply with your soul. Perhaps you want to share it in the Your Own Magic Facebook group with over 7,000 high-vibing souls to connect with from around the globe. A link to that tribe is in the show notes. Many Yomis have been meeting and networking and just connecting with new like-minded magical friends, and it's all free, of course. There is also, I don't know if you know this, but I am hosting a retreat with my dear friend and spiritual medium, Bree Melanson, in Bali this July, July 22nd through the 26th, where she will be doing a lot of channeling. So just go to yourownmagic.life/retreat for more info. And we will be celebrating our souls with many goddess rituals and connecting with nature and meditating and powerful breath work and spiritual rituals and clearing energy blocks. And of course, we're going to be eating a lot of high vibe plant-based food. So prepare your tummies for that. But most importantly, we will be deepening connection with fellow Yomis in person and tapping into our own magic. Also, if you're interested in the exclusive Soul Tribe site that is full of different types of meditations and meditative imaginings to enlighten your day and self-expansion and soul expansion journalings, spiritual tools and rituals, and just so much more, that's a side service I offer for you. So just go to yourownmagic.life and sign up for $4.44 per month or $44.44 for a lifetime beginning this year. So if you paid $44.44 this year already, you have it now for a lifetime. So thank you. And most importantly, thank you for just being an amazing listener, and have a magical day.